I can see you.
Oh, you can see me.
Chairperson, I can see and hear you. But is this being recorded for TV?
I don't know.
I do see Parliament YouTube streamer here. So they are here. But like Ms. Boshoff said, as long as those speaking are visible in terms of video, then it's fine. We don't have to see everybody, just the people who are speaking.
Okay. No, that's fine. No, thanks very much. I was saying that committee secretaries, can they take us through as to who is in and also if there are any apologies? So in the meantime, I'll also switch off my video. Over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Today we have Honorable Lont, Mr. Lansman, Ms. Matevula, Mr. Moimang, Ms. Mamaregane, Mr. Dengo, Ms. Boshoff, Mr. Brotasek. And I think Mr. Apleni is trying to join the meeting. And the substance, we have Ms. Solomons. We have Lupeka. We have Enrico. We have Lutu. I think that thanks, Chairperson.
You are being requested to start the recording. Committee secretaries, can you start the recording of the meeting? The meeting is not being recorded.
We are recording, Chairperson.
It's not indicating as such. Okay. Let's also welcome Chief Whip, who's representing the province of the Free State. You're welcome.
Thank you, Chair. I was the earliest here with Nosi.
Yeah, we heard you came at 11, 1 hour early. I don't know the system here, but normally it reflects that the meeting is being recorded, but I don't see anything on my side. But then let me leave it to the committee secretaries and the ICT. As I was indicating earlier, that the purpose of the meeting is to adopt the three reports, but also the minutes of the meeting that we've held. But also in the meeting of the Select Committee on Transport, Public Service and Administration, Public Works and Infrastructure, there were minutes that we could not adopt because they were not indicating members of the Select Committee were present in the meeting. It was a joint meeting with the Portfolio Committee on Public Works and Infrastructure. At the end of this meeting, then Honorable Kenny Moimang will take over to preside over that over the adoption of the minutes. Can we then upload the first report and maybe go directly to the observations and or areas of engagement? I think that's how it's termed differently. But if members have...
Can you see the report, Chair?
I can see the report, yes. And I don't know if you can make it bigger than that. Okay. Is everybody able to see the report?
Yes, Chair.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay, maybe let's then go page by page. But let me also indicate, honorable members, we were allocated the slot of 12. Usually that slot, all the slots are 3 hours, but the slot of 12 today is up to 1400 hours. Because we have a plenary at 1400 hours on the higher education and training, and but also we have a debate on basic education that will start at 2. So meaning therefore that at least by 1:45 we should be done with the meeting. Okay. Can we rather then go to the observations? And recommendations. But if there are any issues that members would like to add, I mean to raise, they are free to do so, even if it's not under observation or recommendations.
Chair, it's Honorable Bosoff here. If I may, on page 10, there are many grammatical errors, but I'm not going to go into each one. But the one on page 10, paragraph or point 8.
Let's go there. Page 10.
Point number 8. If they can just scroll down.
Can you go? Yeah.
Page 10, just go up now, please.
Yes. Okay.
To point number 8.
Yes.
Just up a little bit more. Okay. If you have a look.
I've highlighted.
Okay. Just have a look at the fourth sentence. It says, further, the committee advance that SEEs. It should be advised that SEEs should be given preferential procurement status.
Okay.
Okay, have they got that? Advance must be changed to advised.
Okay. Maybe could be advancing the position. Okay. Yeah,
it doesn't make sense. I would say the committee requests that SEE should be given preferential procurement
status
because we can't advise.
Okay.
Advance the committee put up. We're putting across as a committee.
Yeah, yeah. The advance the position of the committee.
Yes. So.
Okay, maybe we should have this neutral point that says then request.
Yeah.
So which accommodates everybody. Can we then change it to request?
Yes, sure.
Yeah. Are there any other points, Honorable Bishop, or any other member?
I'm fine, Chair.
You're fine. Thanks, Honorable Lansbury. Okay, are there any other points then on the observations and the recommendations?
Chairperson, we've had these minutes for a long time with us.
No, they're not minutes, report.
Report, yeah. Can I move for the adoption of the report?
Okay. In terms of section 1553, we will have to then vote as individual on the adoption of report. So I've got Honorable Dango. Any other member in support of the report?
Can you move my
person? Honorable Lansman.
Honorable Lansman, Honorable Kenny Moimang. Three. Any more? Because we have to vote as individual. Sorry?
I do support the report, Chair Mohai.
Okay. Four. Any other? Is Honorable Mamaragane in? I remember she was even on Friday, though she was connected, but she had a problem of the microphone.
She must be phone chair.
She's in chair.
Oh, good.
Are you in support? Okay, I am in support of the report. If Mrs. Honorable Mamaragane can also write on the chat if she got a problem with the microphone and indicate. Or if a member of, if a committee secretary can phone her and check what's her position.
We'll call her now, Chair.
Okay, please. Can in the meantime check those that are against the adoption?
Honorable Matebula,
okay. Those abstaining?
Matebula, do you have a mandate of the party?
Oh, those who are abstaining?
Oh, that Honorable Muhiman.
Can I check if there's any abstention? Honorable Tim?
No, Honorable Chair. It's Bosov speaking. We reserve our opinion in this regard. Thank you very much. That's the DA.
All right. I take it that, Honorable Tim, you're also reserving your position.
Yes, Chair. Reserve our position, abstain. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. In terms of then the majority are in support of the adoption of the report. So the report is adopted. Can we then move to the next report?
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Abolatsu. I only see myself. It's a Department of Small Businesses with its two enterprises, SIDA and SIFA. Are there any comments on any of the pages? But we can go to observation and the recommendation. But if there are any other comments on any of the other pages, members are free to raise those comments. It's not uploaded. Oh, there it is. Can we then go straight to the introduction? I'm sorry, observations and recommendations. Am I the only one who's not seeing the report?
I'm not seeing it either.
Oh, okay. Committee secretaries, can you please upload the report? It was uploaded
for some reason.
Can we go to
can you see it now, Jay?
You can see it, but can you move to the...
Can you see it, Jay?
We can see the report. It's uploaded, but I'm asking if we can go to the observations and recommendations. It's called the issues arising from a committee on deliberation. Yeah, on page 7. Can you then go down slowly? If members want to make comments, can do so.
I want to propose let's take us let the secretary take us the observation. I think, like as you indicated, it is important that the public are able to appreciate what is it that we are doing. So at least the observations and recommendations will begin to educate our public in terms of what is it that we resolve on.
Can I ask Ludumo's content advisor to do so on the observations? Ludumo, can you assist?
Hi, Chair.
Yes, starting from the issues arising from the committee deliberations and down to the recommendations.
Okay. I'm audible.
Yes, loud and clear.
The committee, the first issues, the committee noted that the slowdown of economic activities exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic would have an effect on public and private financing. SMMEs and cooperatives would be hit hardest. Jobs of many South Africans will disappear, particularly the vulnerable category made of women, youth, disabled, and rural communities. The department and its agencies stressed that over the medium term, their programs have also have a focus on the vulnerable people. Resources will also be channeled to boost township and rural economies. Further, the department indicated that funds and non-financial support programs will pay particular attention to the informal sector. It has, okay.
Continue, please.
Let me go to number four. The committee also pointed out that there is a need for the department and its agencies to align their functional activities with other departments. In this case, with the Department of Employment and Labor to support growth and expansion of the supported employment enterprises. Growth and expansion of SEEs is an essential contribution to social cohesion. Point number five, some of the members raised concern about the negative effect of the ban of alcohol to the liquor industry. The committee agreed that a balanced approach on, committee secretary, you are moving fast now. It's fine, I'm on number five. Department and its agencies, let me go to number five. Some of the members raised concern about the negative effects of the ban of alcohol to the liquor industry. The committee agreed that a balanced approach on health and economic considerations should be found. However, more than anything else, the current crisis is the health crisis. Lives must be prioritized. The ban of alcohol is seen as a temporary measure to ease the burden on hospitalization and to ensure resources are directed as much as possible to fight COVID-19 pandemic. The department indicated the evidence at the disposal of government shows since the start of level 3 restrictions as part of the government risk adjustment strategy to manage the COVID-19 pandemic and opening the economy. Trauma units in hospitals were burdened with cases related to alcohol consumption. Further, the department stressed that government interest is to see as many businesses operating and the economic activities resuming in many industries to reset the economy and boost jobs. The committee emphasized that COVID policy responses should focus on responding more appropriately to COVID-19 interventions, given enormous impact. You're moving fast. Given the enormous impact on the economy and employment, the focus must ensure that many businesses are preserved, and the current productive and and current productive capacity is not eroded and jobs are protected. Further, the committee emphasized the importance of broad-based Black economic empowerment initiatives' contribution to an inclusive growth agenda. Point number nine. Can you go to point number nine? Can you go to point number nine? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you, but
I'll suggest that because of time, the person who's controlling the document can also read it, you know, because she's in totally in control of the controlling.
This is Grace.
Okay. At point number nine, the department indicated that government will strengthen partnership formed with the private sector to scale up support to SMEs and cooperatives. Further development finance institution would play a crucial role. Funding will be extended to rural and township communities. Point number 10, further commercial banks would be engaged to ensure that businesses are supported. Number 11, further, the department emphasized that government officials will be fully held accountable for their inaction of commission. Performance management measure will be implemented across the department divisions, including agencies. Number 12, the committee urged the department to ensure that its services reach as many people, particularly rural. Many businesses complain about inadequate communication and marketing of services that the department and its agencies are offering. The high cost of capital experienced by many SMEs and cooperatives should be addressed. The committee emphasized this is not expected from development finance institutions such as number 14. Further, the community urged the departments to leverage private sector finance to improve the impact of the business development support program to ensure that small businesses grow the economy. And the committee called for stronger measuring tools to evaluate performance of SMEs. Number 15, business development support to SMEs, including cooperative, including informal businesses, was emphasized with particular emphasis on municipal recommendations. Number 5, the committee observed the slowdown in economic activity has had a significant impact on public and private sector development. Partnership initiatives would be pivotal to tackle the challenges faced by SMEs. Something would be required in both the public and private sectors to reset the economy and boost jobs. Second paragraph, give a huge action to the economy and jobs. The COVID-19 policy responses should take cognizance that focus is to business and the current productive capacity is not eroded and jobs are protected. This does not mean that the broad-based Black economic empowerment initiatives contribution to an inclusive growth agenda becomes less important. Following the engagement with the department, the committee proposed the following recommendations to the minister. The COVID-19 would certainly put pressure on the current departmental. The uncertainty caused by the pandemic would require focused support to SMEs and cooperatives. Over 2021 medium term, both financial and non-financial support to the small business would be required. The committee urged the department to engage National Treasury to consider allocation additional resources in order the department to upscale policy responses necessitated by the COVID-19 pandemic. The recommendation takes into cognizance the current public finance position. The department over the current medium term should finalize the small enterprise master plan, including the Small Enterprise Amendment Bill. In preparation for the 2021 medium term, the department must finalize the macro organizational structure and formulating the budget structure that is aligned with the strategic plan. The Department of Public Service and Administration, National Treasury, and the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation should provide support to the department to develop the macro organizational structure, including the strategic plan in accordance with their legislative and policy mandates. Number four, organizational health and capability should be one of the key priorities that the department should prioritize. In preparation of the 2021 medium-term period, the department would need to fill critical posts to realize the government and departmental policy outcomes. This should form part of the broader re-engineering of the department and to repurpose the department to meet the needs of the small enterprise industry. Number five, further in preparation for the 2021 medium term, the department must fast track the process of merging CIFA, CIDA, and NEF to form a focused, single and coherent SMEs development agency. The merger process of CIDA, CIFA, and NEF should be prioritized. The Presidency and National Treasury should provide necessary resources to support the measure of the mentioned development entities. Report to be considered. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honourable Members, the question is that the report be adopted. I will call out names and then you indicate whether you're voting for or against the report. Honorable Moimang.
Chairperson, the report correctly captures the thrust of the issues that we conversed as a committee. I therefore support the report.
Network is bad. Please, you switch over camera.
Honorable Lansman, are you voting in favor or against?
Mohai votes in favor.
Okay. Honorable Dango?
Dango votes in favor.
Okay. Honorable Lont?
Chair, it's Honorable Bosoff here. We reserve our opinion and we abstain. Thank you very much.
Okay. Honorable Mama Rekhane. I can see Honorable Mama Rekhane is connected, but maybe there's a... Can you unmute yourself, Honorable Mama Rekhane? Because you are muted. Ms. Solomon, can you call Honorable Mama Rekhane, please?
Okay, will she?
Okay. I also vote in support of the report. Honorable Matebula? Is she gone? Let me just check who's present.
Lansman support.
Chairperson.
I see that Honorable Matebula is leaving. There's an indication that leaving. So she's gone already. She had indicated. at 12:30 she will be attending the EFF caucus. Honorable Lansman, we heard you that you voting in support. Honorable, also Alan Elplane surely is also attending the caucus. So then the majority is in support of the adoption of the report. So the report is adopted.
Sorry, Chair, what about Honorable Bartosay?
Oh, I thought you were talking on behalf of all the DA members. So let me then do it individually. Because when I called Honorable Long, then you came in, and then I thought that you were speaking on behalf of all the DA members. I apologize. Let me then ask Honorable Long.
Sorry, Chair. I stood in for Long because he's on a telephone call. That's why I spoke on his behalf.
Okay. Sorry, I misunderstood you. Honorable Tim?
Yeah, Chair, just quickly on a matter of procedure, I think it is important that we all get asked individually to vote. That is what the rules say. Yes, okay. So I think that while it's convenient to say I speak on behalf of the DA, and I agree with my colleague Honourable Bosoff on that, I think just from a technical point of view, we should all indicate. Yes. So in that spirit, Chair, I indicate that I would like to reserve my position and abstain, and that is also the position of the DA. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now I take the point. Yeah, so we'll continue as such. As I was indicating then that the majority are voting in favor of the report, and therefore the report on small business development is adopted. Thank you very much. The last report, can you upload the last report, Mrs. Grace?
It's uploaded, Chair. Can you see it?
I can only see me and the Honorable Moy Mark.
You can't see? Okay, no, it's fine. Okay, it's coming up.
Yeah, uploading us.
Can you see it now?
Yes, you can see.
Is it open?
It's open, yeah. If you can go to the observations and recommendations. It's open, yes. It is open. Can you hear me?
It's open. Okay, I'm going to observations now. Yes. Issues, page 10, from page 10.
Okay.
Issues arising from...
Let me just check if Ms. Solomons is back. Have you been able to get hold of Honorable Mamaragane? She's not back. Okay, can you continue in the meantime, Mrs. Grace?
No. Yeah, Chairperson, if I may.
Yes.
Is it necessary to read the entire observations and recommendations? We've had these reports. I think we can comment upon them, but I think we were not absolutely necessary to read every word of it, if I may, Chairperson. Thank you.
Yeah. Honorable Moimang was suggesting that if I heard him correctly, was that we should go through the issues and the recommendations.
Honourable Chair, if I may come in, I wish to support what Honourable Dambro said. We have had these reports with us. We've gone through it. And if anybody does have something arising from it, then they can mention it, because we're not going to finish if we have to do all the minutes as well. Because from the minutes, we could also have issues that arise. That's my opinion. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Can we agree on that approach, Honorable Moimang?
I'm comfortable, Chair. It's just that, look, I think the point that I was making was not about whether we have not gone through the report. It's just that this is the platform where sometimes we use it to engage with our communities.
Yeah.
But given the strong motivation advanced by Honorable Dango and Honorable Boshoff, I'm comfortable with that.
No, thanks very much. Can we then check if under issues arising from the engagement, are there any members want to raise any issue before we go to the recommendations?
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Matevula.
Just to note that I'm back.
Oh, yes. Welcome, okay. Yeah. Okay. I take it that there are no issues under issues arising from the engagement or what is normally referred to as observations. And then we move to recommendations. If you can up Ms. Grace Dinizulu.
Yes, here we are on recommendations.
Okay. Are there any issues the members want to raise under that item number 5, recommendations? If not, then the question is that the report be adopted. I will again call out names. Honorable Boshoff.
Thank you, Chair. We reserve our position and we abstain, but everybody must do it individually. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable Lont.
If I may, Chair, he's still on the phone, but his take is also abstain and reserves his position.
Okay, thanks. Honorable Tim.
Sorry, Chair, hold on. right, okay, I'm with you. Chair, yes, I concur with my colleagues. We abstain and reserve our position and abstain. Thank you.
Honorable Matevula.
I object, Chair.
Okay. Is Honorable Lance Aplini in? Okay. Honorable Lance Mann?
I think it's out due to network connection, Chair.
Oh, okay. Yes, thanks. Honorable Lanceman is voting in favor. Honorable Mohai?
I vote in favor, Chair. Thanks.
Honorable Mwimang? Honorable Mwimang?
Chairperson, I vote in favor.
Voting in favor. Honorable Dango?
Chairperson, I vote in favor, but I just want to note that the word welcome is not in any of these reports, so those Honorable Tom is objecting.
Okay. Is Ms. Solomon's back?
Yes, I am, Chair.
What is the challenge with Honorable Mamarakhane? Because she is yet.
No, I called the Chair. I think she said she's having challenges with the device. She said she's going to try and reconnect with another device because I alerted her to the fact that she remains on mute. So she said she's going to try and sign in with another device.
Can you also check if how she's voting?
Okay.
I'm voting in support. The majority are in support of the adoption of the report.
Chair, before we carry on, please, you said that Honorable Lanceman is in support, but that was his support on the previous report. He needs to again indicate in writing, if his network is bad, that he supports this report. He wrote that for the small business report.
No, he indicated, but it's just that they were talking at the same time with Honorable Matevula. Maybe that's why you couldn't hear him. He indicated that what I was doing, I was just repeating what he had already said.
Okay, if I missed that, I apologize.
Gee, I've just spoken to Ms. Mamarihana. She's in support of the report.
Okay. No, thank you very much. That takes us to the end of the the adoption of the report. The next item is the adoption of the minutes. We start with the minutes of the 9th of June. We'll go page by page. Can you'll have to go down slowly, Ms. Dinizulu. If there are any corrections or omissions, if your names are not spelled correctly, this is an opportunity to indicate those corrections. You can go down.
Chairperson?
Yes.
We had ample opportunity to go through the minutes.
Okay.
And if any addition or subtraction that has to be made, I want to believe that honorable members will raise that. From my side, I want to move that the minutes be adopted as a true reflection of what transpired in that in the meeting.
There's a mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 8th of July.
Seconded, Chair, from Landsman.
Seconded. Is there any contrary view? Not. So the minutes of the 8th of July have been moved and seconded. So they are adopted. Can we upload the next set of minutes?
Can you?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, we can see them now. But can you move to the first page? We can't see them now. Unless I'm the only one.
I can't see anything.
Yeah, so I'm not the only one. We can't see the minutes, Ms. Dinizu. The minutes.
Okay. Coming up.
Okay.
Can you see them now? Can you see them now, Jay?
Can you see the first page? I can see the document, but I don't see which department we were dealing with.
We are dealing with the Department of Employment. You know, this.
Okay, there you
the
go.
9th of July.
9th of July. Okay. Members had indicated that they had an opportunity to read the minutes. If there are any members who want to raise corrections or omissions, this is the opportunity to do so.
Yes, please, Chair. If we can go to the last page.
Okay. Last page, Ms. Dinizulu. Can you scroll down to the last page?
The recommendations, if I remember correctly.
Page 3, ne?
Resolutions. Is it the resolution, the Honourable Bishop?
Yes. Resolutions or recommendations. If we can just go. It says here, provincial breakdown of outstanding COVID TERS applications. The department would submit it in writing. I have not seen anything to that effect. I don't know if anybody else has. If we can follow up on that, please.
Ms. Boshoff, if I can just come in. The only thing that we received so far from the department was the call center. The issues with regards to the call center, we didn't actually get the provincial breakdown of the outstanding applications, but we will follow up with the department in that regard.
We are dealing with the correctness of the minutes.
Yeah,
not
that's
matters
what I was
arising therefrom.
Wanted to indicate, yeah. Don't switch it off. We're still dealing with the minutes. Want to check if other members have other issues, not the matters arising. just a correction of the minutes. If the minutes are okay, can we then move and second the adoption of minutes? Then we'll follow up on the outstanding issues that relate to the minutes. Already, Ms. Solomon has indicated the things that were sent, but then the committee secretaries must make a follow-up on the outstanding information. Can we then adopt the minutes? Can I have a mover?
Chair, it's Honourable Bosov. If it can be minuted as you have just said, then I will move for the adoption of the minutes. But if it's not contained in the corrected minutes, then I cannot move.
No. The minutes of this one will be considered in the next meeting, but just for this one. But as I'm indicating, it can be minuted, what I'm saying, that committee secretaries will be following up on the outstanding information from the Department of Employment and Labour.
That's fine. Then I'll move for the adoption.
Thank you very much. Can we have a second, honourable members?
I second, Chair.
Thank you very much, honourable landsman. Is there any contrary view on the adoption of the minutes? Not. So the minutes of the, was it the 9th or 10th of July?
The 9th of July, Chairperson.
Or the 9th, yeah, because I see there's another one that is uploaded. The 9th of July have been moved and seconded, therefore they are adopted. Can we now go to the minutes of the 10th of July? It was dealing with the Department of Trade and Industry and Competition on the Supplementary Adjustment Budget. Are there any omissions or corrections? If not, can we have a mover and a seconder for the adoption of the minutes of the 10th of July?
I move, Chair.
I move.
Honorable Lansman is moving. I take it that Honorable Moimang is seconding.
Yes, Chair.
Thank you very much. Any contrary view on the adoption of the minutes of the 10th of July? Not. I therefore take it that the minutes have been moved and seconded and therefore adopted. Was it the last set of minutes?
Okay.
There's another.
Sorry, Chi, I think we missed the minutes of, the 3rd of July. Grace just said it now.
How many more still?
Two more, Chair, the 3rd and the 15th.
Oh, okay. Now, the third was on the briefing by the Department of Employment and Labour on fraudulent claims allegedly submitted to the Employment Insurance Fund.
Yes, okay. Chair. Can you see them on the screen?
I'm looking at mine now. but we can see on the screen.
Can you see?
We can see them on the screen. Are there any correction, honorable members?
Okay.
Any omission, corrections? If not, can we have a mover and a seconder for the adoption of the minutes of the 3rd of July?
Chairperson, I'll move.
Honorable Dango is moving for the adoption of the minutes. Is there any seconder?
Second, Chair.
Seconded. Any contrary view? So minutes have been moved and seconded, and therefore the minutes of the 3rd of July have been adopted. Thank you very much. The last set, 15th of July.
The last set is the 15th of July.
Yeah. Minutes of the 15th of July, briefing the Department of
Small
Development. Yeah, we can see it on the screen. Yeah. Are there any corrections or omissions? No correction, no omissions. So can we then have a mover and a seconder for the adoption of the minutes of the 15th of July, 2020?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Lansman is moving for the confirmation of the minutes. Any seconder?
Chair, before we second, can we just see who was absent that day?
Oh, sorry, you're right. Sorry, Honorable Lansman, you were absent on that particular day with an apology. So Honorable Django is moving for the adoption. Can we have a seconder? Thank you, Honorable Bosho, for the alertness. Can we have a seconder? Honorable Moimang is seconding the adoption of the minutes. Any contrary view? Not. So the minutes have been moved and seconded and therefore adopted. So that was the last minutes. Can I take, before I hand over to Honorable Moimang, just to thank honorable members for your participation in the adoption, in the reports, tabling of the reports first, and the adoption of the reports and the minutes, but also because this is our last meeting for this second term. I'd like to also express words of appreciation and thank the staff, the committee secretaries, content advisor, the researchers for the good work in organizing the meeting, also circulating documents, and particularly the content advisor working throughout the week, developing and compiling the reports for this meeting. Thank you very much. Thank you to the members of the committee, and I'll now hand over to Honorable Kenny Molnack. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson Khai, for the sterling work that you have done. Honorable members, item on the today's meeting of the Select Committee on Transport, Public Service and Administration, Public Works and Infrastructure is specifically to deal with the minutes of the meeting that was held on the 9th of July 2020. On the agenda of that meeting was the briefing by the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure on the requirements or the reallocation made after the tabling of the budget adjustment. So let me express a word of welcome to all of you, and a special welcome to the Chief Whip for his presence. We will also extend a word of welcome to the committee staff and also the members of the public that are following the proceedings of this committee meeting. Without any waste of time, I will hand over to the committee secretary just to flag the minutes. Honourable members, that is the first page of the minutes that deals with the attendance by both the Select Committee members, because it was a joint meeting, it will also reflect the members of the Portfolio Committee and also the parliamentary staff that attended, and the guests that we had from the department. And the other areas that are covered there, it's a reflection on the opening and welcome, the apologies, and the presentation that was made. Just a reflection that though the main budget was not altered, but there was a movement of the and reallocation of the budget, particularly both in terms of the a program that deals with the expanded public works and also the property management trading entity. Those are the two main areas of the main budget vote that were affected. But I think what is critical is the observation and also the resolution and also the attendance. Is there any correction that members would want to make on the minutes of the 9th of July?
Yes, Chair. Honourable Tim. Yes,
Tim. You noted?
Chair. on the page there now, 4.1, I just think this may sound like a nitpicking thing, but you'll see there in the second line, we're affected by the reprioritization. If we can just correct that spelling. These could be public documents. I don't want people to think that we can't spell here. That's reprioritization.
Yeah.
You need to add an R-I in there after the O.
Indeed, indeed.
To the secretary. And just generally a spell check, you know.
Noted. Thank you, Honourable Tim Patterson. Sure. That correction. Any further corrections, honourable members? In the absence of none, can we then get a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Chair, it's Honourable Tim again. The only issue really with these minutes last time is that they didn't show a full list of everybody who attended the meeting. And I think that is now being corrected. So I'm happy to propose these minutes.
Thank you, Honourable Tim, for moving. Can we get a seconder?
I move, Honourable Chairperson, Mandla Khai.
Thank you.
I second, sorry.
For seconding the move by Honourable Tim Prateseth to adopt the minutes as a true reflection of what transpired on the 9th of July. Honourable members, that concludes the item.
Sorry, Chair.
Minutes. Yes, Tim?
Are you winding down, Chair?
We only had one item on the agenda.
If I may just make a comment, Chair, before you close down. Chair, I think that it's only fair that we acknowledge that this term has been very interesting. I think we can also acknowledge that we're all missing each other, seeing each other in the flesh. And I just want to thank you and Honourable Khai for your leadership in the two committees that we serve on. I think that we've been able to disagree, but not be disagreeable. And also to Hlupeka and Madia for all their constant support, even though they confuse us sometimes with all the links they send us. We get confused with all the different meetings, but I think that we've been managed to do the business at hand. And although I really look forward to the day when we can engage face-to-face again and enjoy that camaraderie, I just want to thank both of you for all your help and for the support team for all their help in getting us going during difficult times. But let's look forward to things to returning back to normal. Thank you, Chairs, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I want to repeat and second and welcome what Honourable Tim has said. I think it's important that we welcome these things, that the issues of the staff, and they've been very, very helpful. And your leadership has, in fact, been sometimes inspiring and very helpful. Thank you very much for the hard work, and hope to see you in the next term in a not-so-cold Cape Town and with no COVID. We don't have to move the capital to Kimberley. Thank you.
Thank you, honourable members. I don't want to spoil the good input that honourable Tim and honourable Dango has made. Indeed, it has been a process of evolution in terms of appreciating and understanding the work of the committee, and we're able to go through various stages of collective guidance and collective leadership. When we started, it was an induction, But along the way, as we begin to appreciate the strengths and weaknesses of the collective members of the team, supported by the engine room, we were able to ensure that the work of the committee, the machinery is well oiled. So indeed, my appreciation to the good work, the commitment, the sterling work that you've done, is highly appreciated, led by the whip of the two committees. That has been quite good from our side as the ANC, Honorable Dango and Honorable Lansman, appreciating the leadership by team, as indicated. Your efforts is really appreciated. Thank you, Chief Whip, for your presence at the meeting. Stands adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. Bye, everybody. See you in the...
Thank you, Honorable Muimang. Honorable Kai.
Thank you.
Yeah.